What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Woke and Broke Podcast.
Hey, what it do? How are you?
Hola, hola.
How's it going? What's up?
Summer, summer, summertime. Look, y'all, I've been chilling. I've been just relaxing, just reflecting, cleaning my house, which I feel like I clean every day.
Yeah.
I'm having to clean my house. Like, it's a lot, y'all. It's a lot.
Yeah.
But I just been relaxing, watching Netflix, and
that's
doing schoolwork, just living life.
That's what's up. Shout out. It sounds relaxing.
It definitely is. Like,
no hustle and bustle of them damn kids, huh? Just got one child to look after.
Just one child. One child. One child. She is enough for me this summer. You hear me?
Ain't that it? We're good.
What y'all been up to?
Well, with me, you know, I've been working.
I've been working. But,
like, just, yeah. Like, I mean, I think I have gotten to the place to where I have to start, like, talking to people about the differences between, like, working, like, a regular job and then being, like, a director. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like sometimes people don't quite understand the difference, like, you know, the difference, like, the responsibility and shit is different. So it's like, there's a lot, like, I'm always on call, right? So when I'm off, I'm not necessarily off per se, you know, because it's always that aspect to, if somebody texts me or call me, then I have to jump into action, right? So, like, I might be interacting with whoever's around me or whatever, and then I get a phone call and then I have to, like, go into business mode. So it's a lot of that going on, and I think, and then it like adds on an additional layer of, like, stress and you know, different emotions and stuff. And so you really do have to kind of feel or build some type of foundation of protection around yourself, you know, so that you can get the rest that you need, and you can make sure that you are functioning at your, you know, your best.
Absolutely. And
so just, I've realized that I have to start talking to people, like, to let them know, you know, I'm not withdrawn from you or anything because of anything that has happened. It's just, I'm a busy ass bitch, you know.
Right.
I don't always have time to answer the phone or send a text message, you know, and stuff like that. Sometimes I have to just, like, sleep, you know.
I think that would be a very good episode idea, work environment and kind of how it affects. Like,
yes.
I think that was suggested to us. So I think that would be, and yes, you just sit on that.
Good. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Because, like, I mean, it's just, I feel like the conversation comes up more often than it used to, you know, and I have to start examining myself, like, well, why the fuck am I so tired? But it's because you a busy ass bitch, bro. Like, you doing everything in the world on top of running a whole organization, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just, it's been a lot of that, you know, and coming into terms with that and organizing it within myself.
Have you looked up, like, ways in which you can function at that level and being able to balance, like, what other directors are doing to have that?
No.
Is it something that you're always going to have to sacrifice? Is it one of those things?
No, I think that there are ways for you to manage it to where it doesn't get in the way of your personal life, you know?
Right.
By establishing certain boundaries and things like that. I just haven't taken it upon myself to start doing that. Now, I will say that I have started to walk away from my phone. So, like, my work phone, I keep it in the other room and I check it periodically.
Ooh,
instead
shit.
Of.
I hated that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm praying for you.
I know.
I'm praying for you because I hated that.
It, but it's like I would have it on to where it would ring and like I was able to hear the text messages come in and stuff like that. But I cut that shit off, you know. Yeah. And so now, like, if I get a phone call or I get a text message, then I go and check it periodically when I'm ready. Yes. Instead of jumping to, you know what I mean, to the beck and call. Because at the end of the day, it's like I still have to live my life too, even when I'm, especially when I'm off work.
There's procedures when things are, you know, chain of commands.
Yes.
So they should be able to handle a lot of shit without you.
Right, right. So that is mainly the thing that I'm like really figuring out is that it's like, did you talk to the nurse? No? Okay, then you need to go talk to the nurse and see if she can figure it out for you. You didn't have to call me, you know, or if you can't come in, then you need to talk to the aide that is mandated or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Stuff mm-hmm. like that. You have to do what you have to do your part. I can't do everything for you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's really about holding people accountable. And so just me coming into terms with the fact that leadership is not necessarily you saying, oh, okay, let's establish what your life plans are and how this job can, you know, help you achieve those. It's not always that. You know, that's a component of it, but it's also holding people accountable. Okay, you're not doing your best in this area. You're utilizing me too much. You need to stand up on your own, you know, and make sure that you're doing X, Y, and Z on your own instead of coming to me and asking for help every 10 days. You know, things like that so that people are progressing and feel more confident in what they're doing. So it's just, I've been doing a lot of reflecting when it comes to that, you know, really starting to come up with my own personal boundaries. But I like what you were saying, and I do think that I need to like really look up some different methods that other directors might be doing and just reach out to a few directors and talk to them about what they do to kind of keep themselves, you know, in a good headspace and calm and collected and whatnot. So that was pretty much what I was doing for the week. And then yesterday we were able to, I met with some of my friends, you know, and we had our round table. It was a mastermind round table. And so we were able to talk about like our business endeavors and different mm-hmm. business plans that we had and kind of where we are in the, you know, within our progress of those particular endeavors and whatnot. And so we just kind of went around the room and caught everybody up on what exactly we want to do, what mm-hmm. we're doing, and then how each other can help to make that possible. So like, whether it be marketing or whether it be, you know, helping to find different resources and outlets and things like that. So, you know, or our individual expertise, because, you know, we all are individual experts in something. So whatever we can bring to the table to make these visions a successful materialization, that's kind of what we did. And so we did that. And then at the end, we had this huge affirmation session where mm-hmm. we just affirmed each other, you know, for what each other needed, you know, what we think that each other needed. So if somebody needed confidence, we just spoke confidence over them and just fed them confidence. And then so everybody went around in kind of like a circle and just affirmed everybody, and some affirmed the whole group. And I ended it by just like affirming everybody, just doing like this really huge affirmation, which was really like a prayer, just mm-hmm. speaking positivity and growth and wealth and health all over us and protection and things like that. And so like I had, it was real cute. I did, you know, I'd be creating vibes.
Yes.
So I had like the perfect music playing because, you know, I have a dope playlist that I told y'all about. So I had the perfect music playing, and then I had like different color candles because, you know, each color candle means something different. So I had like different color candles surrounding the room, like where our workstation was. And then I had like my crystals surrounding or like partnered with the candles. And so we did that. And then we lit some sage and some Palo Santo just to kind of clear the energy so we could all be, you know, we could all walk into it with like the same energy and stuff. And so once we finished that and we did our affirmations and stuff, then we turned the fuck up and we had a good ass time. So it was like a really good experience. And I I would love to do it with more people because, I mean, it's just we need to know what each other is working on and how we can help, you know, so that we can bring a lot of these ideas that we have into fruition, you know. So that's what we did, and that's how my week was.
That sounds like it was a lot of fun. It like was, I'm low key yes, a little was. Jealous.
What? I wish I was and there. And I'm not gonna lie.
Like when you were first telling us, like I was like, "Oh, that sounds boring as fuck." Not even boring, but it was like surely there's more of a turn up in there.
Somewhere. Oh, for sure. You know, so
I'm glad that y'all got to like really kick back and like
for sure. You know, sorry, we ain't gonna
not
never.
Boring at all.
No, you
it's never boring to talk about your those dreams and yeah.
Nah.
But I knew there was a turn up in there. Somewhere, you. Like that is not just me. Some yes. fucking top.
You know, me. You already know. It ain't. It ain't me. If it ain't gonna be a turn up,
right?
It ain't. So it was good. It was good. I was happy about it. And I had to ask everybody. I was like, "How did y'all feel? What were your thoughts and everything?" And it's like, "No, this was cool. I appreciate you for doing this. You know, it's just. I mean, we need it. You know,
we need it.
Right.
So yeah." What about you, bro? How was your week?
My week was it was busy. It was decent but busy, you know, and preparing for so many things. As you all know, I'm still applying for hella jobs and getting my, you know, resumes, cover letters, and my, you know, Skype and phone interview voice ready.
Right, yes.
So when they call me, I can just secure that bag. So
yes.
That's basically what I've been doing. I'm planning for that. And in the meantime, at my current position, we do have a lot of planning going on. Literally tomorrow, we have orientation, and we have that from like June the 10th through the 28th. But not only that, we have other like candidate interviews for different positions on campus. And when you're a part of committees and stuff like that, you got to go and see it through. So
right.
I'm going to be busy, and I'm just trying to basically chill as much as I can and enjoy the summer as much as I can because it goes by so quickly. And so my week was it's been a lot of planning, a lot of submitting other applications, but it's been good for the most part. It hasn't been too stressful, just getting things done, getting shit done like always.
Right. Shout out
love it.
Yes. But it sounds like we all had like a manageable week. You know, Danny had the most relaxing, it sounds like.
And we took our mommy and me pictures.
Yes! I can't wait to see you.
Even though the weather tried to get mad fucked up, and the lady was like, "You guys can just stay here. Bitch, we going home. Come on, y'all. We are not staying in the midst of this shit. We can make it home."
Right.
And we did. So, but it was great. We had a great time.
Good. I'm so happy. I just feel really happy. You know, going into this week, I'm really excited about it. Even though my director gonna be out for this whole week, and it's, you know, under the arm of Joshua this week. But I don't know. I just feel really happy. I'm really optimistic about everything coming this week. So, you know, I mean, maybe it's from, you know, just piggybacking off of the energy from yesterday or something. But I just am very in very good spirits this week or going into this week. So I'm going to share all those vibes with you guys and with the listeners, you know, because that's just the kind of guy that I am. But yeah, so let's walk on over to our shout out segment, Black, Brilliant, and Beautiful. And did you guys find any shout outs for this week?
I wanted to shout out all the people who help people with their kids. Bless you, my good servant of the Lord, because listen, I really feel like I really thank God for Richard's mom, because I think I would have been in a really dark place had it not for her. Because, you know, having a baby, like, or just even if you guys were to adopt and have a newborn, it challenges you in ways that you don't even think are imaginable, you know?
Right.
Like, it really, it's hard to sometimes take care of somebody that can't talk. Sometimes you don't know what it is. Sometimes it's so simple, but it can be a lot, you know? It's definitely something new happening with you. And so she has just stepped right in from the very beginning, like moved her ass here. Mm-hmm. She's only going to stay for a couple months. She is ending up, like, she's moved here, found a job, a place to live, like right nice. Around the corner. Like, she's already making plans to watch Yara her first year so we don't have to do daycare. Nice. Like, what a blessing. And then just reminding me that I'm doing a good job. Like, sometimes it's just nice to hear somebody saying, you know, you're a great mom. Like,
right.
You're going to do it. And, you know, it's different when people tell me that, mm-hmm. but they're not in the house when the baby's crying and you right. feel like, you know what I'm saying? So for her to have been here and been through this experience with me and can still say, you are doing a great job, like, as another mother, you know, it's just, it's uplifting in itself, you know? Right. And so shout out to the people who are watching somebody's chat for an hour or two or whatever you can do, like, just shout out to y'all.
Right. Yes. Shout out. I want to shout out all of, like, the brotherhoods out there and the sisterhoods yes. too. Yes. Because they're such necessary spaces, you know, whether Absolutely. It be, you know, you in a fraternity or you in an organization or it just be you in a group of friends, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It is so necessary for you to have your own village, you know what I'm saying? Individuals mm-hmm. that are there to support you and love you and encourage you and motivate you through the ups and downs of life, because shit does get tough, you know, and yeah. we all do need that support and even sometimes that guidance, you know what I mean? Because
right.
you might be lost in a situation or something may happen that takes you kind of off guard. And then you do walk into those spaces with your brothers or your sisters and they're there to help, you know, help walk you through that situation, you know, when the whole world seems that it like it has shifted to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so just I really want to shout out all of the people who have that, you know, and who take the time to actually feed into that, because it's so vital. I feel like it's yeah. so vital. You know, because I didn't grow up with brothers. I didn't know what that felt like, you know, until I became an alpha. And then I started to, you know, have more male friends that were close to me. You know what I'm saying? Not just, hey, I see you at school. What's up? You know, we hang out at school and then that's it. You know, but like actual brothers that care about my life, that care about what I'm doing, what I'm going through, who I'm becoming, you know, all that good stuff, and see the changes that I'm making and the developments that I'm making, and allow me to see them for who they are and their changes and their developments as well. So I just want to shout out all of the brotherhoods and the sisterhoods out there that are open spaces for people to come in and just be themselves, you know, and whatever that looks like within that moment, because it's so necessary.
Yes. Mm. That is so real. I just discovered that we have an organization that comes to our middle school, and it's the it's Alpha, mm-hmm. and it's their mentorship program with young. I don't know what it's called.
Go to high school, go to college.
No.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. a good one.
Like
that's a
program Alpha Brothers or something. Oh, yeah. mm-hmm. Alpha something. Mm-hmm. It is like middle school kids. I think it's 6th or 7th mm-hmm. through 8th grade.
That's dope.
And so they have about 60 kids that they mentor now. Or that's they have Beta Eta Lambda, huh? Of 60. I think so, yes. The graduate.
I love Beta Eta Lambda. Shout out to Beta Eta Lambda.
And you know what? And not that they was recruiting on the spot. It was this fine brother that I'm about to be teaching with. Older man. Bald-headed chocolate brother. Just,
and you know that's your thing.
You know, got a weakness. But he just put together suit just the brother. Is it. If I was 45, I would definitely, if I was 40, if I was 35, if I didn't have Yara and I wasn't in this relationship, I would have to. What is so funny is he was like, I've been trying to join Alpha or whatever. And when they walked in, I was like, well, he may try to recruit you right here on the spot. You don't even know. He was like, nah, he ain't going to do me like that. When I tell you that man was like, brother, come to the meeting, brother. Come to the meeting. I said, you better recruit this man.
Right. Yeah.
We need all the good brothers we can for the fight. Ain't and that's really what it's all about.
Yes.
So back to your brotherhood, that's what it's all about. So encouraging more men to get involved in brotherhood.
Yes.
I think it's amazing too.
Real talk. And the sisterhoods too. Because we can't forget. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't forget about us.
Yes. Because this is so important. It just really is, you know.
That's how we're going to change this world. Do you hear me?
Big facts.
We cannot do it alone. No. We have to come together.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Financially, socially, you know, everything. We have to come together.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely. It's all about that village. It really is.
Yes. Come on, village.
Yes. So, do we have any more shout outs this week?
I get carried away.
No, it's good. It's good. So let's move right over to our main topic segment, The Vent. And this week is Danny's week. So go ahead and take it away, girl.
So, y'all, so you know, I am off for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And besides grad school and taking little Yara to the zoo and the library, we're going to be big chilling in the house because we don't know what this weather's going to be like, and too much sun may not be good for us.
Yeah.
So, I have this top list of Netflix shows that I've seen, that I want to see, that I think we should talk about this week, and Hulu.
Okay. Oh.
And maybe Amazon Prime, so we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see how the conversation flows. So, first up, Netflix. We always have to start with Netflix because Netflix can chill. Why not, right?
Right.
So, first on the list, and I know, Josh, you and I have seen it, When They See Us.
Mm.
I definitely recommend, like, it's hard to watch, though.
It is.
Right?
It's like a Band-Aid. It really is. You gotta rip that hoe off though, like, cause it's good. You know what I mean? It's it's impactful. You know,
but it's like, you know, I saw a post on Facebook and it was saying how Black people we have to guard our mental health, and that this movie is like a horror film to us.
Right? It is.
It is, and it's like, cause you know, sometimes I get in my feelings when I hear people say they don't want to watch stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I have to respect it because this should be real.
Yes,
it be real.
It's hard
for people to have to digest that. You know, sometimes we got other shit going on to be watching, you know, something that can be really triggering.
Right, right. For sure. I mean, I have started it. I haven't finished it all the way yet, which is why I don't want to even touch on the topic yet. Plus, I know everybody ain't watched it yet. But, like, I mean, the first part was just, ugh.
Yeah.
It just brought up so many emotions. And, like, I've watched a documentary about it, you know, but seeing it the way that it was shown to us, you know, really identifying what their individual stories were, what they were doing, you know what I mean?
How did it all play out?
Yeah. Like, it does something to you emotionally that it takes you on a journey. I'll say that. It takes you on a journey, you know.
And it goes back to the title because when you think of how crazy it is, you have to still think of what the title they gave this movie. You know what I'm saying? When They See Us. Because sometimes you see it and you're like, I see little boys. Mm-hmm. I see little Black boys. I see my little brother. I see my students. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I see my future son.
Right.
I see the little boy down the block. I see the boy who took my money at Brahms the other day.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You literally see kids, but they see them as literally animals.
Yes.
And like, that part breaks your heart for real.
Right, right.
But I think with the heaviness of it, I think it definitely gives us like this call to action and making us really more aware of the system. Because I think we talk about the injustices and people being wrongfully convicted. You know, we talk about that stuff, but I don't think we've made enough of a noise about it, or I don't think we really just seen how it works. You know, sometimes you think, hell, if they're in jail, somehow they got caught up. You know, sometimes when you're not there, you don't understand that it literally be some lies, whole ass lies.
And you could just have been in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Black in the wrong place.
Yep. It's messed up.
Or really not even at the wrong place, because according to this movie, they were snatching people off the street.
Right.
So they were just looking for people.
Right.
So it's like, even when you even think of that, you know, part of it, it just makes you just angry.
It does. It does make you angry. Like, I was pissed. Like, I was pissed at the little bitch. I was like,
I was pissed girl. At everybody. Yeah. Everybody I was so mad at. Like, and it was just, but then it's like when you're in that situation, like, now, I don't know. I think because we've been able to, so, and that's when, how, you know, people say social media is a curse.
Mm-hmm.
But social media has been a blessing for us to see how they're doing people. Because sometimes you forget.
Yes.
When you're in your own little peaceful area being black and yes, it's little shit, but we are not getting gunned down, you know. Some of the shit we wouldn't even be believing.
Right, yeah, that's right.
And it's like, now it's like we see it and we've been able to kind of, so it's like watching them being like, you know, you're right. Mm-hmm. They can't do this. You know why? You know, and it's just, kills me.
Yeah, it's good though. Like, I suggest if you haven't seen it to definitely go and watch it, you know, I mean, and do it fairly quickly before people start spoiling it. Cause I mean, it's hard to have a conversation because right now about it.
There's now a lot, like, you can't go on YouTube without that popping up.
Oh yeah.
Like, of them doing interviews and the kids doing, the people that played them doing the interviews as well. So it's like,
it's really all over Twitter
just take
too.
Take that time and maybe that may help you digest it a little bit, because I just dived into it. You know, I really didn't even know a lot about the Central Park Five. Like, I knew a basic, like, five people convicted of a crime they didn't commit and spent time in jail.
Right.
But I really didn't realize they were 14 years. I didn't realize their ages, that young.
Kids.
Yeah, that they were kids.
Yeah.
So definitely add that to your watch list.
Please just do.
And even if it's one that you add and you're like, I really can't get to this for another like month or so, like just, I totally respect that and understand that. Do what you need to do.
Take your time.
But do it. You have to watch
it. It's worth
it. This story is worth being told. If not, so that we know. Because sometimes you have to see to believe.
Right.
You know?
If nothing else, just to like know what to do and what not to do with your children.
Your rights. Yeah. Your rights. You know, we are growing up. We are going to have no telling what this world is going to be when y'all gets older. You know, we're going to need to equip them, you know,
big facts,
with the tools they need to live at this fucking point. You know,
big facts.
It's crazy.
Yes.
Okay, next on the list is Black Mirror.
Ooh,
what is
y'all Black Mirror? So Black Mirror is this British based show, and it's a what do they call it? They call it a, I don't know the word. There's an actual word for it. But it's where every episode is a standalone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, has different characters.
So like an anthology.
Has nothing anthology. That's what it is. They have nothing to do with some episodes. Like, I don't think there's been any connection. I think one season it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a choice game. Like, if you pick one, it'll lead you to this
one. Oh, like, yeah, like the Bender Smash thing.
Annoying.
Yeah.
So fucking annoying. It gave me a lot of anxiety. Like, I was over it. I was so over it. I do not recommend that one. Like, it's pissing me off just thinking about it. Because you get to it, like, they did a really good job, FYI, of designing it.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, once you get to a certain point, the endings don't change.
Yeah,
but you know
you
that they did
them.
Change,
yeah.
But it won't let you change it. It's some bullshit. Like,
it's
no
always
what.
Gonna lead you down that path they want you.
And so it's just so fucking annoying. But So they have a new season out, mm-hmm. and it only has 3 episodes, and I've already watched all 3.
Cause you on summer vacation.
So map y'all shit out. I don't want y'all being late for work and shit. So go ahead and map y'all stuff out. Like, say on Monday nights we're gonna watch this, and maybe we'll take a break Tuesday, and Wednesday we'll watch. You know,
right. So I watched like the first few seasons of Black Mirror, but I didn't realize it was as many seasons out that it is. Like, you know, yeah, I guess I haven't been.
Seasons.
Yeah, I guess I haven't been like following along as closely as I thought that I was, because clearly, with it being 5, there's that's a lot out. More. Like, yeah,
but it's like it's 5, but they also there's only like 3 episodes per season. You know what I mean? Or 5. I think 1 had 5 episodes.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not that many.
Yeah.
So you haven't missed a lot, so you can have time to go back and...
I gotta catch up.
It's just a mind fuck, though, honestly. Like...
Yeah. I remember, like, a few of the episodes, like... I don't remember. Like, I remember this one episode with this Black guy who was, like, in this place where they had to, like... Were they working? They was doing, like... They was on like them bikes or whatever, and they had to like get on them bikes.
It was like the end, child. It was like their life. Mm-hmm. They had to spend just to get points to live a basic ass life.
Yeah.
And... You had to pay to watch, you get paid to watch ads. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't want to see their advertisements, you have to pay them to not see. It was weird.
Yeah.
Like they were trapped in a technology box or something.
And then you could like work your way up. Like you could get so many points or something to where you could like compete on this competition.
Yes. And it's like that's kind of what they spend for, to get to the competition, to have their freedom. That's kind of what it was.
Crazy.
Of not riding the bike anymore.
Right. Crazy. That's actually a real fucked up shit. Like, cause it, well, like you can see
a real fucked up one this season. You have to watch. Oh, it has fun ass. He played like the Lantern, and he's not Black Panther, but he played one of the superheroes. I think he played Tupac at one point.
Mm.
If you see him, you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in the first episode, and this fine brother, too. I don't even know his name. He's fine. He's in it, too. And it's you two need to watch this episode, and we need to talk about it next week.
Okay, cool.
We won't spoil it for them, but we'll talk amongst us, because I'm really curious to see your perspectives on that particular episode.
Okay.
But it's 3 episodes. They're all very good and thought-provoking.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. And you have some guest celebrity. Hannah Montana's on the last one.
Hannah Montana.
Miley Cyrus. Oops.
Hannah Montana. Anytime she wear a wig, that bitch is Hannah Montana.
And that's just how I feel. So in this episode, she plays a pop star.
Oh.
And she got a fucking wig on, and I said, Hannah Montana. It might be based off her life, low key, but it was good. It was high key, very good one. Uh-huh. It was a very good episode. So yes,
I'm gonna have to watch
definitely
it.
Give that one a go. Michael, have you seen Black Mirror?
No, anything I haven't, so I'm just taking it all in. I'm going to definitely have to check it out, because I'm not...
It's a lot, though. I will say, it's very, like, sometimes dark, but not dark, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It can be heavy. I mean, I think as someone who empathizes with people, even people that I'm watching on TV, I get caught up in storylines very easily, because I kind of just feel what they feel. I feel like I feel a lot of their energy in these Black Mirror episodes. Like, they be really going through some shit.
But that mean they did a good job at it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because that's, feel like, the purpose. Is to convey
that. And so, so definitely you're going to have to watch that. So don't worry about starting from the beginning, Michael, since you ain't seen it. You can skip around.
Right, it's an anthology anyway.
It doesn't even matter. So go on and watch season 5, episode 1.
I'm going to definitely do that right after this. Definitely.
Yes. It's really, really good. Okay, so the next one is What If?
Ooh!
Have you So I haven't finished it, but I'm like half.
Yes.
In or something. I'm a few episodes in.
Yes, I've been watching and I'm ready to. I think I'm on like episode 10. And shit is so
you're
good.
Way farther than me. Yes. So it's worth because ooh, at first I was like, because you know, it reminds me of that movie with Richard had me watch it. It has Woody Harrelson in it. Mm. And the premise of that movie was so if y'all don't know, what if it's kind of like this scientist, this girl's a scientist, and she has this great research, and but you know, research ain't shit if you don't have nobody backing you.
Yeah, no funding. Yep.
To really make the difference, and she didn't have the funding. So this woman, I think she got denied by all these people or something. So this woman wants to fund her, but there's a fucking catch, y'all. It's a fucking catch. So you'll have to watch it and see what the catch is. But it's like she struggles with like, I'm making a difference for kids and all this, but fuck this bitch. Mm-hmm.
It's fucking my life, yo.
It's fucking my life up, essentially. And I can't, and the part is she can't let it go.
Right.
She can't just take the money this woman wants to give her. She has, and so you'll get to see kind of that whole issue it's or whatever. Good. I hope I didn't spoil. That wasn't like a spoiler.
No, I know, because you didn't give the plot or anything. Like, I mean, you got, like, they can get the idea of what it is. Yeah, but it's not.
If you seen the one with Woody Harrelson, you would know. Like, it's kind of similar, too. But a new age. But.
Renee Zellweger is doing her shit in that show.
Is that the main girl?
Yeah, you know, the woman. Uh-huh.
Ashley was really good at...
Yeah, with the names, yeah. She, it is Ashley. Ashley know every fucking
and
body.
Like, who?
Like, what? You mean a woman that was on this movie? Like,
yes, that's me.
But yeah, that's Renee Zellweger. I, when she first came on the screen, and I was like, what the fuck? Renee? Chicago? What the fuck?
You know, I got to look to see where she's from.
Mm-hmm. Chicago.
I've never seen Chicago.
Girl, you gotta watch Chicago. It's fucking good. No, I ain't judging you. Okay. But it is good. And like, I feel like everybody need to see Chicago. It's good.
Oh, she old girl from Bridget Jones's Diary.
Yes.
Which
yes.
I've never seen.
Yes.
But.
Yes. And she still do them fucking lips. She ain't got she ain't got very much lip action no more, but she still be doing her fucking lips.
She what was she in that I really know her from?
I can't think. I don't know, because I just remember Chicago, Bridget Jones' Diary. She was in a whole bunch of shit.
Maybe Me, Myself, and Irene.
Was she in
that? Yes, it's Irene.
Shit. Oh, shit. Mm. Well, I didn't watch that.
Maybe Jerry Maguire. No,
I didn't realize she was in a whole bunch of that shit. But then again, I wasn't.
Like, she was like that white woman for a moment. Yeah, like she was.
She was.
Some... I guess she was. Not though, because I can't really name any shit that I've seen her in.
High key, but she ain't. I haven't seen her in nothing in a while though. So when she came up on the screen, I was like, "Oh, here come this bitch!" And but it was the they picked the perfect person, but. Yeah. My thing though, like they be having her pursed up against these windows in all of these different shots and shit.
They making her crazy as fuck.
Yes.
But you know what? It's her season. I've been talking about people's season in media. Like, you know how I was just telling Yara, which is so funny. Something came on TV with Morgan Freeman the other day, and I was like, Morgan Freeman, this is Morgan Freeman. He's like a grandpa. And I was like, but he's always kind of been the grandpa, even when you think back to Lean on Me. That's like the earliest movie I can think of Morgan Freeman in. He still looked like a young grandpa.
Yeah, he did.
In the movie. And so I think about like the ones that were young back then when we were growing up and who have aged. They were the hot dads or the hot moms. Now they're like fucking cougars like her ass. Like,
yes.
Attacking young prey. Shit.
Attacking so young prey.
Oh, not. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's right. You just like. Your selection of terms is just incredible.
Is it?
Yeah.
So yes, like there, can you, do y'all not think so? Is that just me?
No, it's for real. Even yes.
Denzel, like,
yeah.
Richard's mom loved her some Denzel. Like, mm-hmm. she's like, oh, he looks so. Mm. And even that, when I've never had a thing for Denzel. Even when you look, think back of his, like, I think of maybe what, Preacher's Wife?
Uh-huh.
When he looked young and fine and was with Whitney, he just yes. looks. I never had it for, you know, but the older black women have always had it. Mm-hmm. Denzel, always.
That's and probably because he's
even more seasoned yeah. with them, like, you know?
Yeah. That's probably because, like, we see him as, like, a daddy. Like, you know what I mean? Yes, like, we was yes. kids when he was grown, so, like, I looked at him like a daddy figure-ish. Like, you know what I mean? So, it was never hot, you know?
Right, maybe that's what it is. Absolutely. So, okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably what it is. But I don't know. All I know is that this show is good as fuck, and I'm like, I be okay, wanting.
So I need to continue to push on.
Yes, yes. Like the issue, like that I'm the only reason why I haven't finished this because like I'm watching it with Jarmel. And of course, when we watch stuff together, the other person can't watch without the other person. So it's you at a standstill until y'all both ready to watch it. So, but my ass, I'll be scooting in free time and shit. And I'm like, are you ready to come watch the show? He like, no, I'm working right now. And I'm like, fuck, I guess I ain't doing shit. So I'm at a standstill
would be
right
so
now.
So mad at me because if something was so good, I would just leave his ass. Look, are you still watching? Yes.
As fuck. Next.
Please. Yes. Next episode. I was like, sorry, it was getting good. You know, just kind of bullies you.
It they do. Keep it going. They just
like
go.
They're like playing in 5, 4. Mm-hmm. Well,
I guess I'm watching it.
I'm just gonna let mm-hmm. it. Look, I guess like, cause you really don't want to shuffle through Netflix yes. either. Like,
yes. It's good.
Okay, so another thing I want to see is Moonlight. I heard that it was really good.
Mm. Moonlight. The movie?
What does that mean?
The
no?
movie?
Yes.
No, the movie.
Yes,
yeah, it's on Netflix. It's on Netflix? Oh shit!
It's on Netflix. It's such a good movie.
It's really good. Yeah, you haven't seen it. It's really good.
I have not seen it.
You need to watch it.
Yeah,
watch it. It's a really, really good movie.
It is. It's really good.
Okay, I'm gonna check it out.
I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's really good. Like it really does. It goes through like just the nuances of like being black and gay. You know what I mean? Like just growing up. And being mm-hmm. black and gay and being in an environment that's not welcoming or inviting of that.
Because it takes place in Miami, right?
I think so. I think okay. so.
Yeah, I think some part of Florida. It might be Miami. But yeah. I think it's definitely Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it like just shows like it grows. It shows how like it follows a particular individual and him, you know, just growing up and going through different things and experiences that he's gone through with friends and other stuff like and his personal experiences too, like with his mom and stuff like that. So it's really emotional, you know.
Yes,
but
it's very emotional.
It is very emotional, but it is very impactful too, because it's like you need to see what your behaviors, how what your behaviors are doing to these children and how it impacts their development when they just trying to live their lives. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's yeah. really good. I think they did a beautiful job at like highlighting, you know, what it looks like when an individual is accepting of, you know, a child that's black and gay, mm-hmm. and how they develop, and then the people that aren't so accepting and whatnot, and what that looks like and what it does to the individual as they age and stuff. So I think you're gonna like it.
Mm, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think it also another thing to include in there too, especially Danny going into the new year for the school system and everything, it really shows the kind of like, and I'm not trying to give out details, but if you're looking at it structurally, it mm-hmm. really, I feel like personally, it does a really good job of showing like, you know, the school to prison pipeline.
Yes.
For
oh,
black
it does.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. It's a really good roadmap of that to kind of like really show what our kids are facing, mm-hmm. not only in mm-hmm. communities, but in schools, how schools push our kids out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's a okay. really good movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait to watch it now. Yes. So I'm gonna have to get my Kleenex together because you know get I'm your, mad emotional. Mm-hmm.
Yes, get it together, yes. Girl. Get it ready because okay. It is. It's one of those, but it's good. It's really good.
Okay, it's worth it for it sure. Is. Mm-hmm. Okay. The next one is Room. So I originally watched this on HBO Go. Mm-hmm. Shout out Ashley for the connect. Because the bitch can't afford HBO. But now it is on Netflix, y'all. And it is like...
What is it called?
Right mess. Room. R-O-O-M.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Room. And it is some white mess, y'all. Oh, white mess.
So what's it about?
You meet this young woman and her child, her son, mm-hmm. who is living in this closed space, like small closed space. Mm-hmm. And they decide they're going to break out. And it kind of just like unravels from there. Like you learn like her story through her conversations with her son. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's good. Ooh. It's white, and it's based on a true story.
It's white.
white mess. Because you know I love a good white mess story. Yes. Though, just to kind of lighten my mood. Yes. I know that sounds so
No. Like, that's
I'm able to disconnect yes. in that sense. You
it's
know,
a form it's of nice. Therapy. It's a yes. form of therapy. Like I don't have to go. No, I don't have to look at the stuff that's going on right now and be. I can just focus on what's going on with these white hoes. Like,
yes, absolutely. But it made me mindful too. Like I was friendly. Like mm-hmm. I'm friendly, Danny. I'm not friendly like that no more. Like mm-hmm. I'm chilling out.
Yeah.
I don't need to speak to everybody. I don't need to roll my window down. No, just keep that window rolled up, girl. Like. Just in general, just on some friendly shit, right. Just not even being that friendly. So it definitely is very good. I remember when I watch something really good like that, like I'll tell my students about it in a very like PG form, mm-hmm. you know, or not PG, G form mm-hmm. or whatever. And so they're like, oh my God, Ms. Jones, that sounds so good. What movie is that? And they want to watch it. And I'm like, well, y'all need to ask y'all's parents first, if it's okay. Right. Like, this is right. the premise of the show, just to give them good, you know, talking about characters and settings and, you know. And so even the kids were like, this is good. And it's not even like a kid movie. I think it's rated like PG-13, mm-hmm. to be honest. But it's really, 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 really good. Really, really good.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Ooh, it's a white mess too, but the kid is cute. The kid is adorable. The kid makes the movie. The kid makes the movie. So you definitely have to. He sets that shit off in this movie.
Okay.
And the next one is See You Yesterday, and it's a Spike Lee joint.
That's with the kids. Okay.
Yes, it's about two teenagers who are scientists, mm-hmm. and they have an invention that they decide that they've been kind of like, it's like a backpack uh-huh. that goes back in time. And so when one of their brothers gets killed, they try to use the backpack to kind of, you know,
go back and change it. Okay. Ooh, that'll be good. Uh-huh. That'll be good.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, Spike Lee is that nigga. I'm glad that sometimes I really look like receipts. Like, mm-hmm. he has some good work, you know? He really does.
Yeah, he does.
And it's like a wide variety. And there's a message in
everything that he does.
Every single one, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, it is.
And it's funny. A lot of his stuff is extremely funny or extremely somber mm-hmm. or both. Mm. You know, he has a good mix.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I agree. I'm gonna have to check that one out too.
So, and another Spike Lee is She's Gotta Have It. And See Yesterday is all black cast, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And then She's Gotta Have It.
Yeah.
The new season is out and it's actually really good.
Yeah.
I'm seeing some connections with Do the Right Thing. Mm-hmm. Where it makes no sense if I tell you now. Like, some of the characters are the parents of this season's or of this generation of She's Gotta Have It, which is interesting to see. Like, you'll see them, and I don't even follow do the right thing like that. I think I've seen it once. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I feel like with Spike Lee, his movies, you can watch them one time and they're, like, embedded.
Into your mind, yeah.
Into your, true. And so you see these characters and you're like, oh, like, I saw one and I was like Nola Darling's mom. Mm-hmm. She played Jade in Do the Right Thing.
Oh, okay.
And so that was an interesting component. And then, like, Mars, his mama was in Do the Right Thing, too. So that I've seen that connection. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Oh, that's cute.
And I finished it.
Of course. I watched the first season, but I haven't got to start the second season yet. But I'm definitely going to watch it because I heard people talking about it and shit. Yeah, so, of course.
I think it's adding a lot more history into it. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to Spike. Yeah. Two of them.
Out here winning on Netflix. I feel like
he has more out, too, but I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, maybe just that.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard winning on Netflix. I see you getting this money.
Get your coin and the original. If you want to watch the original, she's got to have it. It's on Netflix, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've still never seen the original.
So. I haven't seen the original either. So, that should be our homework is to watch the original.
Yes. Facts.
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black.
Yes.
It's coming out, I think, in July.
Okay,
it's
ready.
It's the very last season. Final.
The last season?
Yes, it's final. Which, granted, I've been getting kind of like Pretty Little Liar vibes. Uh-huh. And I'm getting worn out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even going to lie. I'm tired of them being in prison.
Me too. That last season was a lot.
And then when Hussein died, like, that was a lie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That last season just kind of, it almost lost me, honestly. But yeah. I bared through it. I did. I bared through it. But it almost lost me. It was just too
It was way much. Too much.
Yeah.
It was way too much.
Yeah.
And I think it was in the midst of everything we've been going on in society anyway.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, you know,
I don't want to watch honestly, shit on top of already dealing with shit. Right, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think I'm ready just to see these women in other roles.
Yeah, that's real.
Like, I just watched something recently with the girl that was pregnant in prison. You remember
mm-hmm,
her?
Mm-hmm.
I just seen her in something. Oh, she's in When They See Us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's in When They See Us.
Yeah.
I don't know her name. I'm so awful.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't know names either. So it's just, we kind of the worst people to be talking about actors.
Because
we don't fucking know nobody's names.
When you're listening, you'll know who we're
yes,
talking about.
We know faces, y'all. So that's what we do. We know yes, faces.
So you know, y'all know the one, the girl mm-hmm. from Orange Is the New Black that was pregnant yeah. by the guard, the
one with
guard,
the gun.
Who's mm-hmm. in How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah.
Ain't that him?
Is that him? It is him. Yes. It sure is. Damn, I didn't make that connection. Shout out. Mm-hmm. I high key need to catch up on How to Get Away with Murder because I ain't seen okay. it since the end of season two, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh, I need to catch good. All the way up.
I need to catch the fuck up. Because it was good.
That's one thing yes. that I've actually, I had fell off Scandal, but that was one in Grey's Anatomy that I still.
Yes. That was on. That was our religion, was watching right. TGIT. It was yes. eating food every and motherfucking night. TGIT.
Every Thursday night.
Every Thursday night. Oh my God. I miss that
Me
so
too.
Much.
Oh.
I miss it.
Now I catch it on Hulu.
On Hulu.
Because
yeah.
I don't even. Check it on Thursday night.
Ain't that it?
Okay, so Rim of the World is another good one. It gives me kind of like, what's that movie with them kids? Stranger Things vibes mm-hmm. meets mm-hmm. like a summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about these kids who went off to camp and these aliens come and attack.
Uh-huh.
And they have to get this special like key to the... to make the aliens go away. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Some shit like that. But it was actually cute. Mm-hmm. It was real cute. I love the little black boy in it. I think that's why I even watched
yeah,
it. Because
probably.
I wanted to see him in it. And so it was worth... I mean, he was bad as fuck in the movie. But it was worth, like... You know, it's nice to see new young black characters. And see yeah. them develop, you know, in movies or whatever.
I'll have to watch that one.
It was cute. The Trap y'all.
Oh shit!
What is that about?
Right, I need to know.
Trap is ratchet. It has T.I. in it. It has Mike Epps.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
Tiana Taylor in it.
Oh shit.
It has it's a lot of people in this shit. It's Atlanta. It has Big Boy in it. Uh-huh. I wanna
say. Oh, I'm about to watch it. Yeah. Watch it.
It when I tell y'all it is ratchet, it's ratchet. Ooh. It's mad low budget. It is low budget. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
Did they do it?
I like those type of films.
I think they did. But it was worth watching. I'm not even gonna lie. Like I was like, these niggas are stupid. Like I was really like, these niggas are stupid and kinda laughed. Like I don't know who came up with the storyline. Can I just tell y'all the storyline real quick?
Yes, come on.
Go ahead, because I'm about to watch it.
I'm gonna watch it, y'all.
T.I. is like a chef, right? He's living in California. He's living in California making bomb ass meals, yada 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 yada. His family's in Atlanta. His family has their own like chicken restaurant, fried chicken restaurant. And Mike Epps, I think, is his brother. Yes. His brother ain't shit. His mama's sick. And Loretta Devine is the mama.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay.
I live for her. I love her. Yes, she's one of my favorites. And Mike Epps' ass is like hustling. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And it has Fawn ass. And I don't even like light-skinned men like that. But it has, I think he was in Being Mary Jane. And he was in some crazy ass movie recently. He's a light-skinned, bald-headed man. He's in it. He plays like a drug dealer or something.
I think I know who you're talking
about. I'm going to have to look it up because it's going to bother me. But Mike Epps, y'all, puts weed in the chicken grease. Like, so when T.I. comes home, the business is like falling apart. Like, ain't nobody coming. They ghetto as fuck. At the place, like a Popeyes in the hood, like Loki, the one off here in Oklahoma City, off PN. So it's like that. They out of shit. You know, they didn't let the business run down. Mm-hmm. You know, so he puts the weed in the chicken. Everybody starts coming.
Mm-hmm.
So then it just kind of follows that kind of like, you know, not just trying to spoil it for y'all, but he puts weed in the chicken, y'all, like. And then it makes me want to it makes me want to try like fried chicken.
Yeah, and weed infused chicken.
Yes.
That might be lit as fun. All we got to do is go to Illinois and do it.
Facts.
Or California. Or Colorado.
I would say California, but they about to fall off.
You mean like
off the earth?
What's going on?
You know that people be saying those weird outlandish
they about to fall
conspiracy
off.
Theories.
Mm-hmm. They are on that tectonic plate though.
Yeah, they are. We all have our own parts of the world that fucks us up, and theirs is for sure earthquakes and volcanoes.
Right, that's terrifying. Actually, so
hiking
about that. Mm-hmm. I think I watched a movie. What was it?
Inferno.
Was that the movie?
I think that was a movie. Dante's Inferno. It sounds like it.
I don't know.
It is.
But the movie that I'm actually talking about is the movie where like all of that volcano erupted and like there was Dante's Peak. That's what it was called. Dante's Peak. So
did you say Dante's Peak?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dante's Peak. That movie was good and it was scary as fuck. Like to me, I don't know why it was so fucking scary because it was just about the volcano, but how like it did it changed the environment.
Who's that guy that plays him?
Shit, I don't know. You know, I don't know actors.
Ooh,
I don't know actors. It's so bad.
Bossman is his name. What
There you go.
Who that?
But that movie good as fuck. I love that movie.
It is good.
But it made me think of that because, you know, California and all of, every time I think about like them talking about the earthquakes and shit, I think about like on that movie, like when them people was under that, when they was swimming or whatever in the water, and then like it opened up. Yes, it opened up and the volcano was up under the motherfucking water and they boiled them to death. I was like,
no, I don't remember that.
Yes, hell yes. You gotta go back and watch it, because yes, the volcano opened up while they was, it was like an earthquake or something, and it opened up while they was in the water.
Dante's Peak,
or yes, no? It was in Dante's Peak. They were skinny dipping. It was like at the beginning of the movie or whatever, and like the volcano opened the fuck up, gobbled they ass up, and burnt they ass alive.
Sure, the fuck they ass alive. You know, he was that nigga in the movies. You remember he was in Miss Doubtfire?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
It's a fine nigga.
And then she threw that lime at
the hot step daddy.
Yes.
Yes. Fuck that bitch, that shit too bad.
She threw that lime at him.
And then look like what, nigga? Yes. Like, are you gonna fight grandma?
Oh no. I saw them do it. I saw.
And the bartender was looking dead at her ass. I saw you. Full force. Like you a fucking baseball player. Like,
I love Miss Doubtfire. I always think about every time something happened, I'd be like, when she's like, the whole time, I do all the fucking this is my favorite shit. That's my favorite. That movie was good. I don't know how we ended up on this rabbit hole, but
Robin Williams was that nigga. He had a lot of gems. And it makes me sad. Did he really commit suicide?
Was it suicide?
That's what they were saying. Which makes me even more sad. I think it's like
they were talking about raising, and which really brought up the conversation about like mental health and like depression and things.
He
like
had
that.
A lot going on.
People think that they're just because they have success that they're just happy.
Right.
And it's happiness, and if you're not happy, even if you have all this fame and you've rose to the top, like, if you're not happy, none of that doesn't mean anything. And he had to be in a very dark place for him to take that type of action.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah. So I don't know how we got on Robin Williams and.
Right. We just ended up there.
Yeah. But the trap. So watch the trap. I think that was the moral of the story. Watch the trap.
Okay. Cool.
Whatever. Okay. Then Someone Great. So Someone Great has the girl from Jane the Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude, she's dating the dude from Get Out.
Uh-huh.
The one that got...
Like the main one?
Nope. He's the one that's in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
That one.
Yeah.
What's his name? Ugh, I'm so bad.
The weird one.
The weird one. He'd be on some high shit.
Yeah.
In Atlanta. Yeah. So, and it's really cute. It has the girl that plays Nola Darling, and she's got to have it. She's in it. And the white girl from Pitch Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The blonde, or she was a redhead in Pitch Perfect, or a blonde. I think she was redhead. I don't know. She was one of them hoes in Pitch Perfect. And they kind of just helped their friend deal with like a breakup through the night of a breakup. So it's like, it's kind of cute. It's one of those kind of rom-coms.
I'm going to have to check it out.
It's good. It's pretty good. It's different for sure. It's definitely different. It's different for sure, but it's cute. It's real cute. Okay. Yeah, I think they're in New York. It's just cute. Yeah. Mm. Even, what's his name? From Drag Queen, Drag, RuPaul is in it.
Oh, I was about to say.
It's RuPaul, but as, well, does he go by RuPaul even when he's not in drag?
Yeah, his name is RuPaul, so he always RuPaul.
Okay, yeah, so RuPaul and not in drag was in it. So it was nice to see. It was cool.
Nice. I'll have to check it out.
On My Block is really good.
I love that. It is the cutest.
And you know what? I think I wasn't fucking with it at first. Mm-hmm. I was not fucking with it. I think I had watched 2 episodes and I just couldn't get into it. And then they had a new season come out. And I was like, oh, fuck, this new season looks good. Well, I can't watch the shit if I don't watch
the first part, yeah.
So I just binged, and it was like, it was really good. It was a cool little movie.
So when my friend Josh put me on, and when I first started watching it, like that first episode, I was like, I don't know. But then it started, like they started to develop the characters or whatever, and I was like, okay, I'm here for it.
I'm here for that, the young little Mexican boy.
Oh yeah, he's so cute.
He's a cutie. He's a cutie. I love it, and I love the black girl.
Yeah,
and I love how we learn more about their characters. Yeah, like their backstories. Her daddy fine on the low. We meet the daddy. I don't know if we saw him the first season.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
We did. Mm-hmm. Okay. But he's, because I've been, so yeah. I can't even tell you what was the start of the second season.
Yeah, I can, but I ain't gonna say it because it was a pivotal moment, you know?
Right. Oh, yes. Yeah,
that was the start of the
part of the,
that was the second her
storyline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So definitely watch On My Block. It's really, really good.
It's not, it's diverse.
Yes, and it's a feel good kind of. It is a sad part, mm-hmm. but it's like I feel like majority of the seasons are like, you know how sometimes funny. You just need a break.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's lighthearted. It's not as heavy. You know, it's definitely lighthearted, and so there's parts where you feel bad for characters, but I don't really encompass my energy into. It doesn't stress me out.
Right. Yeah.
to watch, so it's definitely a feel good.
I agree. Check that out.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was so rude.
It's okay. We all tired of shit.
We all tired. So we found out that Carmen is on Netflix.
Yes.
Beyonce, the hip hop.
The hip hopper.
They call it hopera. It's what they call it.
Hop-era. The hip hopper.
Oh, and it had
Most Def when he was Most Def.
Fine ass. What's his name?
Mekhi Phifer.
Yes.
Ain't that bad? Oh, I know all the black people.
I'm gonna print a poster of him and put it in my class.
Mekhi Phifer?
Is that childish? Mekhi Phifer. I'm gonna find a poster. I need to see that every day. But he's in it, you know. And I was telling y'all like earlier that this scared me for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. But they was doing tarot cards. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was dark. And like, it just felt dark. But now that I'm older, I need to watch it again to see if I still feel the same way.
It did give off dark vibes only because of the fact that like she did do the tarot card reading and she found out, you know, that she was supposed to die or whatever, and she was just like, oh no, I can't do that, I know. And but it's like she had gone, she was doing so much that it's like you kind of led yourself down that rabbit hole, you know. So
right. Yeah. And then Mekhi Phifer's character was very, I felt like, aggressive, mm-hmm. if I don't remember, but yeah, he was caught up in it.
Yeah, but somehow. it's because so I had this shit on DVD back in the day because
I literally only watched it one time
because it came on MTV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was special. Yes. And I was over that shit. I was like, no, not watching this shit again.
No, I had it on DVD.
I think I probably watched Rugrats after just to kill my mind.
So what happened was that Carmen pretty much ended up like manipulating him and having sex with him, right? And mm-hmm. he was in a relationship and he was like, he was a police officer or something. He was on the force. He was like doing really, really well in his life. But mm-hmm. she like came in and fucked his whole shit up. She like fucked up his family. She fucked up his job. He ended up losing his job and shit. So all he had was her. And it kind of like drove him to like, kind of be crazy, you know, and be like real controlling and everything.
When she found out that she was gonna die, mm-hmm. she started trying
to piece herself away from him or whatever. And then the more she tried to piece herself away from him, the more it drove him crazy. So like then she ended up, you know,
did he kill her?
Meeting her demise. I think so. If it's not her, I think it was him.
Like a tragic accident.
No. She ended up.
I think he killed her.
Yeah. She ended up getting shot. I just can't remember if it was him or if it was like the Mos Def's character or who. But I remember she ended up getting shot. So ultimately,
I definitely need to watch it now that I'm older to kind of see, like, you know, when you go through life, shit you see is different, you know? So I'm curious to see, like, how I will receive this damn hip hopper.
I'm sure it's gonna be ratchet. I'm sure. Just prepare yourself now.
They had told me they had BAPS on Netflix, and I was so sad. Now that is that's wretched.
Yes,
that's like
is the it gone? Best
of Halle Berry. Yes, it's not on there anymore. Oh no,
we watched it when it was on there.
That is my favorite. I loved it.
Yes, it actually still holds up. It still holds up. Like they got some parts that may be a little problematic, but like for the most part, yeah. Just small ones, you know, but
what do you remember?
Yes, because okay, well, the overall premise is that they got these two black women that,
yes, to hire them.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes,
and that is problematic.
Yeah, it's very problematic. So, I mean, it was that, but it still held up within its humor and then its care component, like, or its emotional component, you know.
Wasn't it like his housekeeper, the mammy of the house?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And he fell in love with her and ended up wanting to be with her, but she... Something happened. Their parents, because she was black, something about his parents was not ever willing to willing to allow them to do that or something like that. And so she ended up leaving and whatnot.
And then making Halle Berry pretend like,
yes,
she was the granddaughter,
yes,
or whatever, daughter of her.
Yes. But then all along he knew that she wasn't, because, yeah, she never
she
had
didn't
kids.
Have the kids, mm-hmm, and died or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ratchet.
Ratchet as fuck, but it's good.
Ratchet ass, but good. A classic.
It is a classic.
When I say it's been too long, that's where I get it from. We really need to talk about movies,
yeah,
maybe randomly during that period of time.
Yes.
Like with that, the other girl.
That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, that's, yes, a whole other conversation.
It is. It is.
Okay, and then on Hulu, all I'm watching on Hulu is The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, I need to catch up.
I don't know if anything else. Handmaid's Tale, I did. They had three, they dropped three episodes for us, y'all.
Mm.
Three new episodes, and they are good. They're good.
I bet.
But I'm tired of her white ass. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm so fucking over it. And her white ass privilege.
See, I gotta catch up. Like, I don't even remember. I think the last thing that I remember seeing is she was in that big ass fucking warehouse that she got dropped off at. Or whatever. And she was living, and she thought that somebody came. Was this somebody came and she was like scared?
Oh, yes, to post the, because it was a lot of people helping to transport people.
Yeah. And so, like, that's the last thing that I saw. So I got to catch up. And then I know that was a long,
season two. Missed a lot.
Yeah. So I got to catch up.
I think it's worth watching just because, bitch, we need to get our, go take our ass to Canada.
Because high key, it just, any day now, it might ever.
Any day now.
I'm saying.
Any day now. And I got some friends going
to Canada.
My friend just told me she's going to Canada in July.
Well, tell her to look into properties.
I can't wait to pick her brain about what she thought, yeah, you know. And I was watching this girl's YouTube, this black woman, mm-hmm, and she's in Canada. So I'm really curious about what's it like.
Yeah.
How can I take my ass over there?
What's the real, what is the black experience in Canada? That's the question.
That's what I want to know, the black experience, yeah, in Canada. I'm going to Google that.
And then what's their properties looking like? Like, how much they looking?
That might
for
be an episode. Can we do that for an
I'm
episode?
Down. I'm down. Let's do it.
We're moving our asses to Canada.
A bitch is going to Canada. What do we need to expect?
We watched Handmaid's Tale, and now we're going to Canada.
Yes.
That's that plan B.
Because
Trump's ass ain't shit, y'all. And this is just going to get... We need an exit plan.
We do.
And we might need to exit sooner than later, yes, because we don't want to... I don't want to be trapped here. You hear me?
Blexit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Our black
Could
ass
you imagine
exit.
If the shit ended up like Handmaid's Tale, though?
No.
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 That shit would be awful.
It's devastating.
It would absolutely be devastating. But easy to do when you see the beginning.
Yeah.
And you think of how they were able to do it. I think it's maybe...
They just overthrew the government.
Yeah. That's all they did. Isn't that what they did? Bombed it all up, killed up everybody?
Killed everybody up and then took over.
White men. Were they from a different country? Maybe I didn't get that part.
No, they was just church, religion. It was religion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know they got all the money since they're a nonprofit and they don't have to pay taxes.
Girl, you already know. You know I know.
Let me go and get Yara Ray a passport right. So we can be on our merry way.
Oh, shit. That made me think of the Scientology show that I'll be watching.
With that one white girl. Is it good? I don't want to watch it.
It's good. It is good to learn about the asses. Like, I mean, it's really, I mean, Haki, I've been doing research.
I seen that Jada had her on the red tabletop.
Oh, she did?
And pretty much was like, bitch, you lied on us. Pretty much.
Really? Ooh, yeah. I gotta watch that.
I was gonna watch that first before I watched her season of the Scientology or whatever. And so, but I had never got a chance to. So let me add that to my TV.
It's good. It is. It's good. That really, Haki, is the thing that made me. Well, I've been doing research, Haki. I can't even say that. I've been doing research on, like, different religions and cults and different things like that. And I've just come to a lot of different conclusions. And we'll have... That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. But, like...
I can't wait to hear your thoughts on that.
Girl. Just watch the show. Watch the show. And you can see, because they even have an episode with different connections and stuff. So just watch the show.
And how many episodes is it?
Girl, I don't know. I know it's two seasons, though. Two? Or is it three?
Oh, it goes like that?
Yeah, it might be. I think it's two seasons. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay. I'm going to have to watch that. Mm-hmm, no. I mean... But it has to do with Handmaiden's Tale and the whole religion part of it.
Facts.
So, this thing. That's all I have, though. That's all I'm watching. I got enough to watch. But so, if you think I should watch something else.
Yes. So, you missing one great one.
Ooh, you. On Hulu or Netflix?
Netflix. Uh-huh. It's called You. Have you watched You?
Yes, You is really good.
All the good shows.
I'm telling you, it is white mess too. It is white mess extreme.
But for some reason, like I feel like I root for him, but yet feel him at the same time.
They really do.
Fucked up.
They do a very interesting job at painting him to be a good guy. And so you are rooting for him in the beginning, but then you realize this nigga's fucked up.
Well, you know what? You know what makes you paint it? It's just you're in his head.
Yes.
So you see this knife. He works in the library. Yes. He even thinks that he's doing right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
I'm helping you. I'm helping her.
Mm-hmm. I'm saving her, you know. This motherfucker's crazy as fuck. I can't wait for the new season,
Yes.
Because it's going to be
how they ended that shit. I was like, what the fuck? I can't wait. Ugh. So y'all got to be sure to watch You. And watch it now while the season is like, while it's in between seasons. Watch it now. It's good.
Yes. And it's worth it. It definitely is. It's definitely suspenseful for sure. More white mess for sure.
Yes.
Different. I don't think I've seen anything quite like
it's like the other side of American Psycho. Like American Psycho from his perspective. That's what it gives me, you know.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
And then another show that I watch on Netflix, it's another anthology. It's, what is it? The Love something in robots. I want to say Love, Drugs, and Robots, but I don't think that that's it. I don't know what it is, but it's like an anthology of like, so if you like a nerd, like I am, it's an anthology of like all these different, like they're animated shorts. But they're all made by different people and none of them are related. So it's all about like futuristic stuff or like robot stuff or like it's real cool and interesting. Like there's one episode about like this guy who was like this amazing painter and come to find out he was actually like a robot or something. Like, what? Yes, and like the whole world thought that he was just like this human ass human. When in all actuality, he was a robot that started just by cleaning pools, cleaning the towels on the pools. Yeah, like it was like really cool. And they developed this huge story about it or whatever. It like, so that was a good one. And then it's another one that was like about this like creature. Like it was these people. And they were like using these creatures to like battle. It's kind of like, you know, have you ever heard of like the robot wars where they like have the different robots that fight each other, like all the techie people, they have like the, the robot wars. It's kind of like that, except they use like these creatures that you can like connect with. And like, I don't know, like, I don't know if it's like mental connection or something like that. Kind of like in Avatar. You know, and so like you can connect with the little creature or whatever and then fight the other creature. And it's like just the story behind that is just like this girl who was like, I don't know if she was like I don't know what her background was, but like she ended up being like beat up or like left for dead or something like that. And so she had just been through so much shit and she was using the creature or whatever to like build herself back up, right? And then she ended up doing something like, I guess the guy who she was getting or the man who's over the thing wanted her to throw the fight, but she didn't throw the fight. She ended up actually winning the fight, and the guy came and ended up killing her, or so he thought.
Are you ruining the show for us?
No, because like I said, it's an anthology. It's an anthology, but it's so he ended up killing her or whatever, and then like she ended up then going. Well, it's a surprise. You'll see, like for this part, like for that part, but like it's really good. Like the whole episode, that episode is good. Like, but it's a whole bunch of different episodes. Like, so if you're like a nerd, like I am, and you just like interesting things and you like robots and future and shit like that, then I would definitely say to watch that. So it's on Netflix. Yes. Give it a try.
It's good. Yeah. I'm gonna definitely do that.
Yeah. And I can't think of no more.
The Umbrella Academy.
Oh, yes. Yes, the Umbrella Academy was good. It's good.
They have the People versus OJ on there as well.
Oh, yeah.
You seen it on FX.
You know, I watched that when we was working at OSU.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it at work.
Because we was trifling.
We was trifling. But it was boring up there. We needed shit to do.
We did.
And they was trifling.
I'm waiting for Dear White People to come back.
Yes. I'm waiting for that too. Because that's good.
It's really, really good.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of.
Yeah. 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 Those are some good shows though. And I'm gonna have to check out the ones you talked about. You have to. We'll have to go over it all, so I can put all of these in the show notes and stuff, so people can go back and watch them.
Maybe the last OG, just because I really love Tracy Morgan.
Oh yeah.
But Tiffany Haddish isn't that good to me. I hate to say
in the show,
she's really not.
Yeah.
Like it's just I don't know if not that she's like a typed. Typecasted. Mm-hmm. She is.
Yeah, very much.
But she plays loud and ghetto really well, you know? And so when she plays put together, I guess, it doesn't come off natural.
Yeah. I'll have to check that out.
Which I hate to say, but maybe somebody else, if you've seen The Last OG, tell me your thoughts on her acting. Maybe it's just me, but... Which I really like Tiffany Haddish. I just do not like her in The Last OG.
Right.
Not as much as I thought I would, I guess.
Yeah. I have to look at it and see. And let you know.
Yeah, but that's what I'm watching.
Yes.
Please feel free if you have suggestions for me. What do you think I should be watching? You should say, fuck all that stuff, girl, watch this.
Right.
Hit us up at welcomebropodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, please.
Because I want to know. Or just slide in my own DMs on Instagram.
Right.
Or Twitter. I'm trying to use my Twitter.
I've been Twitter be popping. I'll be all up on Twitter.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me who I need to be following.
Everybody.
I need to probably unfollow some people and then follow some new people.
Yeah. You should go through my all of the people that I follow, because I got a lot of people from college and stuff on there and whatnot. So
yeah,
fun folk.
Okay. Yeah, because I need to get my Twitter game back up. Like, I'm kind of just...
Yeah. I fell off for, like, a few years, and then I came back, and I was like, oh, shit, Twitter's still lit? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jump right back to fucking Twitter. In. Okay. Yes. Yes. So, yeah.
I need to get my life.
Yeah. Okay, that was a good little vent session.
Yes.
Fun little vent session. And so now let's move over to our last segment of the show. And Michael, take it away.
So considering all of the things that we've talked about, you know, it was like looking at the different Netflix shows and opportunities to like really get some good watches and like just some real gems that Danny shared, I appreciate. Yeah. Hearing that list, because I'm definitely gonna hit it up for real, because I'm just listening. I'm like, you know what, I haven't heard a lot of this, so I'm really was just listening mostly and just taking notes. Like, okay, I definitely work out my Netflix account tonight and over the weekend for real.
Thanks.
But the quote that I have, it's by Maya Angelou, and it's a simple quote, but I really, really like it, and I really think it speaks to the things that we've talked about and how important it is. And so this quote says, nothing will work unless you do.
Yes.
And I absolutely love this quote, because it speaks to our ability to make things happen, whether that's planning what our weekends are going to look like with Netflix and chill,
yes,
or what that summer is going to look like for vacation,
yes, mm-hmm,
and what that school year is going to look like in the classroom, whatever it is that you are doing, it's not going to work unless you do. So you have to do your part, and it's going to be hard no matter what it is, but know that you can get it done.
Yes.
And know that nothing is going to work unless you do. So you got to put in some work.
Yes, big facts.
So I really, really like that quote by Maya, and I think it resonates with everything from summer plans to school plans to vacation plans and
absolutely other plans.
Yes. Yes.
So good. That such a good word.
It is. But yes, that's going to wrap up the show for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Definitely follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Woke and Broke Podcast or at Woke and Broke Pod. We love engaging with you guys, so definitely hit us up and talk to us, engage with us. We like to hear from you, so hit us up. And we will talk to y'all next week. Have a great week.
Yes.
See y'all later. Bye.
Love y'all. Bye.
Thank you all for listening to Woke and Broke Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show. Definitely share with your circles and spread the word. Get into it.